audience, and welcome to episode 20. I think I'm going to call this one Hijinks. This year we have the two.
And there's the zero. Yay!
There you go. Episode 20.
We're almost legal. We can almost drink.
Yeah, you'll have to join us for next episode when we have After Dark.
We're going to have to officially make that an After Dark, and maybe we can get the Radcast guys onto that one.
I think we can manage to at least get a few people on that episode to join us for After Dark.
I have a few friends I can call on. Yeah, we'll have to put a little warning up saying, kids, please do not watch this episode.
Or at any rate, not family or work friendly. But at any rate, yes, welcome to episode 20 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We should probably start with the cosplay part.
Okay.
You know, the what are you working on? Because heaven knows I'm not working on anything except throwing things in a box.
I got stuff on my floor. No, we were part of, I'm getting into making some of the Akon costumes. I've got 3 costumes that I have to make for one group for Akon, and I'm just in the process of cutting them out and piecing them. It's all going to be like kimonos and hakama and a lot of Japanese garb, so lots of squares and lots of straight stitching and yards and yards and yards of fabric. I think I alone, hang on, 6, 12, 18, I'll have about 30 yards on me, and that's just 2 layers. That's ridiculous.
Nice.
It's insane.
And I say more power to you, because I would love to be working on cosplay, but I have good reason not to be.
You're studying, you're in the process of moving, so it's all good.
Yeah,
I know.
We'll cover that in the after session.
Yeah, for me, this is one of those where I was silly and I said yes to so many groups that I now have 9 costumes I have to complete over the next 9 months. So I literally have a calendar going, and I planned every day out to let me know, okay, I have to get this done by this day, and this day, and this day, and so on. Plus Halloween.
That is true. Halloween is coming up in a month and 2 days.
Are you doing anything for
Halloween? For those who don't celebrate Halloween, the Harvest holiday or Samhain, either way, it's all the same thing.
It's the cosplay holiday.
They're similar things. They're not the same things. So, apologies. Am I doing anything? I don't know. Since I will have just moved 4 days prior, I don't even know that I will have access to any of my costumes yet, because I will have to figure out what box they're in.
Sad face.
So, if I do anything, it will probably be low-key. I know that, what's the name of the group? M.E.K. Mu Epsilon Kappa, up at UNT. They do an anime Halloween sort of thing, where they have costume contests, they have candy, they show anime episodes. So if they end up doing that this year, I may go up there, because UNT is my alma mater. So I know a lot of the people that, you know, stick around up there. And it'd be nice to see the place again. Plus,
sure.
My little brother's going there right now.
Oh, well,
so,
yeah.
So at least I'd have a place to hang if I needed one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if they do something like that, I may go. Some of my friends occasionally hold Halloween-themed parties. It depends on the year and schedules. But they don't usually end up putting out the word about that until about 2 weeks prior.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's just a little early for me to be able to really make any plans besides, oh God, I'm going to have just moved into my apartment. Where's my silverware and plate so I can eat food?
Yeah, Halloween is a year-round thing for me here. Halloween is the day. Like, I have already had 5 invites for parties, and I got to set up my entire house for that evening's festivities. And we're debating on having a haunted house this year. So, yeah. Like, Halloween starts a year in advance, like the day after. Okay, we got a plan next year. Let's go.
Yeah. Amber doesn't do haunted houses.
Aw, haunted houses are so fun.
I'm really not a fan of horror. I mean, even if it's campy horror, don't care. I'm not a fan of horror. It doesn't do anything for me.
It's all fake. I sit and laugh at
I
it.
know
I know it's
that.
fake.
I know it's fake. That doesn't matter. Like, okay, the last time I walked through a haunted house, they had one of those floors that rotates, and
Ooh,
I almost
I love
broke
those.
my ankle.
I love those floors. They are
Yeah,
so
except
pretty.
I almost fell on it and twisted my leg. So,
The one that
I'm
they
not
hold
exactly
out.
encouraged to go through them again.
Yeah, the one that they have out at Scarborough Fair, I think, I don't know.
Screams.
Yes, I don't know if it was last year or the year before that. They had a pirate-themed one where they actually ended up using 3D glow-in-the-dark paint. So you actually had to walk through with 3D glasses, and they had the floor spinning at the same time. So
yeah, I
tricky.
Noticed.
Oh, my
I went
goodness.
Last year.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm sure that probably freaked you out.
Not really, since I knew it was fake. It just, I wasn't feeling that well that night to begin with, so going through a haunted house while you're already nauseous.
And with the spinny and the,
yeah. So it wasn't really scary so much as unpleasant.
I gotcha. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
My friends are all into that sort of thing, so I say more power to them. If you enjoy it, go have fun doing it, and I have nothing against it. I just prefer not to do it myself. That's all.
I need to meet these friends of yours. We would have fun.
Yes, I think you might.
I even had after Halloween parties this year, too. I cosplaying is busy business, man. I swear, ever since I've gotten into this, I've known so many people that we do so much crap on Halloween, I don't take a break anymore.
See, aside from the spiritual side of Halloween that I do celebrate, which I will leave, you know, religion out of this, but I kind of like the day after Halloween because that's when all the candy goes on sale. I know it's horrible for one's cosplay figure, but at the same time, the candy lasts for a few months, so
yeah.
I can pick up stuff for Christmas parties in advance and get it for pretty cheap. Plus, you know, it's not like I can go around to houses and knock on doors and ask for candy anymore. I'm kind
yeah.
of a little old for that.
Just a
so
bit.
I end up having to get my own candy, which, you know, I do treat myself once in a while, so it's nice when it's, you know, cheap to be able to get, you know, my favorite kind of candy, which incidentally is anything with peanut butter and chocolate.
Exact opposite for me. I don't like peanut butter and chocolate together. But yeah, I do the same thing too because I do a lot of baking around this time of year, and for me that's like perfect for all my cookies.
Yeah, it is good to have them for cookies, cakes, pastries.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm guilty
all sorts
of that.
Of things. But at any rate, we will probably be talking more about Halloween closer to the actual date since we have another podcast between now and then.
Yay! And I have projects
so,
for that.
Yes, yeah, so for right now, speaking of gatherings, why don't we move on with our next segment?
Yeah. So enjoy the Hitalia gathering that I went to 2 weekends ago.
The Hitalia Historical Gathering. It was a day to remember. Where leaders are born. A day about pride. A day about honor. A day about friendship. A day about ducks. Lots of ducks. But about Hitalia too. I went to talk shop with the cosplayers, snapped some photos, took some great video, and poorly attempted to enjoy the hot, hot, hot weather.
So what inspired you all to want to come to the historical photo shoot today?
Julianne actually asked me to help her arrange and organize it. So I was going to a film festival that was right down the street, and we were lost. So we drove by and I said, there, that park, I like that one, we'll go there. And then no one could find it.
Honestly, I kind of wanted an excuse to get more pictures in this. I actually, despite its heat, I really, really don't like wearing it. And it's just, I need more pictures of it, to be perfectly honest. I really love it.
After today, you'll have a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
With Russia groping you.
Oh, that's not nice.
So, how long did it take you all to make your costumes?
This is kind of old. I think it only took me about a week. I hate it a lot. It's not up to the standard I hold for myself. I had a lot of issues with it because of the patterns I picked. And I didn't have a dress form, so the shoulders sit kind of funny. I probably won't wear it again. And I lost the bow cravat that goes to it. So
she
I had
was
to.
Really upset.
I was so mad. So I have to, like, not wear the actual cravat that goes to this outfit. So I don't like this costume.
I'm still starting out, so this took me about a month. I started off with like a male pattern though, and even the extra small, I had to resize it about like 4 or 5 times. It's still too big for me, as you can see. But it's really hot, but I love wearing it. But yeah, it took me about a month.
So it's definitely hot today to be wearing these.
Well, I didn't wear the American Revolution.
Alright, so why'd you choose this costume?
Okay, well, I actually had a Soviet coat that was really nicely made, coming in, very accurate, and it turns out that they were trying to deliver it to someplace in Massachusetts. So,
whoops.
Oopsie. Yeah. So that's why I didn't come in on time. So I decided I was just going to take pictures, and usually I'm known for my casual Russia cosplay, this shirt and all his pendants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I just came here to, you know, these are all my friends. We're all a big group, DFW.
What got you into Hetalia?
A friend of mine told me that it was a show about stereotypes, and I like countries and stereotypes, so I was like, oh, bingo. So I watched it and I laughed because I'm a very cultural person. Everything was correct. Everything was so funny. It was spot on. I was like, this is great. And the English dub even made it like much better too. Like they just added on.
Present Tiger Hidden Drag Queen!
After the official photos, people gathered around, they played some games, and it really was a fun afternoon. Despite the incredibly warm weather, I felt really bad for the ones wearing the heavy coats.
I love that cannot be broken. I smell cinnamon!
I do too!
You don't eat burgers, burgers eat you.
I'm being completely honest with myself, I can't really taste anything.
Shameless plug time! Be sure to check out our Facebook and YouTube pages. YouTube is under DFW Hetalia Cosplay, and our Facebook is under Jelly Hetalia Productions. You know you want to. I mean, look at these faces. Come on.
Please note that it is not affiliated with DFW Hetalia, the fan group.
Please remember that.
And, I don't know your cosplay alias. What's yours?
I'm just Jessica.
Just Jessica? I'm
I like to make love.
This is for a podcast.
Bombing. This is for a podcast, okay?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was like,
and I'm Mama Austria, so please find us, come join us, come talk to us. We're good.
Hello, my name is Ivan Braginsky. Please go like me. Shut up. Please go like me a perfectly insane cosplay at Facebook. Thank you. Oh, and kill all the imperialists.
And we're back. Yay!
You're so happy every time we're back.
Well, yes, because we get to, I was going to say interact with the audience, but it's not quite interaction.
Not
the
really
audience,
interaction.
Unless the audience yells at their computer and or iPod and or mobile device that they watch this on. Please don't yell at us, yell to us. Write us an email and yell at us.
There you go.
To us. There we go. But at any rate, we are going to start a new segment this episode. Not quite sure if we'll keep doing it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But we will have a convention of the cast. So each podcast we will feature a new convention. It is coming up after this drops, obviously, because we're not going to feature something that happened a week ago that you can't attend anymore.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
That would be sad. So this episode we are going to be featuring New York Comic Con. And that will be coming up October 11th through 14th. Of course, this episode is going to drop a week from when we're recording this, so that will be next weekend. I believe that will be the 6th.
Right.
But New York Comic Con is huge. It's one of those nerd pilgrimages that everybody has to make once in their life.
Like San Diego Comic Con.
San Diego Comic Con and Dragon Con are the others that are widely believed to be places you should go once in your life if you are a nerd of any kind.
Right.
As far as cosplay goes, there's a lot of cosplay at any Comic-Con, of course, but definitely at New York Comic-Con. And it's not just limited to anime. There's cosplay of all kinds, television shows, movies, books, documentary series even sometimes. Of course, there is anime, you know, just as there are at several different conventions. There's a lot of sci-fi fantasy at these sorts of things too, because of course it is a comic con, so there's a lot of comic book cosplay. So there's definitely a lot of things to see there. Now, being New York Comic Con, it's held in New York, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm stating the obvious because it's in the name, but yes, New York Comic Con is actually held in New York. And I think you have the pronunciation of the center.
Yes, I'm happy that I know how to pronounce this now. It's going to be held at the Jacob K. Javits Center. I was about to botch the first name.
It's spelled Javits.
Yeah, if you live in the area, you know what it is. If you've never been before, I'm sure you just follow the banners that are posted probably all over the city and say Comic-Con this way.
Follow the parade of costumed people.
And the stormtroopers and the Doctor Who's and the Supermans that are sure about to follow.
Yeah, but it looks like they're supposed to have all sorts of new things here. They're debuting the new Silent Hill 3D video game. They're going to do a panel on it. Yeah. Carrie Fisher's going to be there from Star Wars. Apparently the stars of Evil Dead are going to be there.
I want to go.
The cast members from Carrie, the movie. Elmo and Gordon from Sesame Street, which dates me as being old.
Well, Elmo's
they're
going to
have
here.
The cast of The Walking Dead. This is one of those things where the entertainment industry basically goes all out to show off various, you know, wares. And they do a lot of previewing and premiering at both this and San Diego Comic-Con. So if you do go, you know, let us know. Let us know how it went. Take pictures. Send us video. Because unfortunately, I don't know about you, Val, but I can't go.
I can't really afford that, and I can't take the time off of work. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you go, we would like to go vicariously through you. So, you know, send us a con report of how it went. So that we can, you know,
or take photos and video or something, and we'll be happy to post them.
We can experience it secondhand, and especially if you get photos of cosplayers, we would love to put those up as well. So that is our convention of the cast, New York Comic Con. Enjoy.
Yay! Okay, so now we're going to move on to our next segment, where we have a very fun and awesome interview from Evil Twins Cosplay. All right, everyone, Valerie and Amber here, and we are talking to Evil Twins Cosplay Day. Say hi, ladies.
Hello!
And if you can, introduce yourself.
I'm Miranda, or Adnerim.
And I'm Nicole, and I either go by Nikki Necco or Ellison Echo.
Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us today. So I want to start out with probably the most obvious question, Evil Twins Cosplay. Who came up with the name and why Evil Twins?
Evil Twins Cosplay came together because of...
We're twins.
Because of us being twins, and apparently we are both evil. I am evil, Miranda is more evil, and then Nicole is eviler. So we decided that Evil Twins would work.
Yeah, but we're really nice.
It's like I've met you guys a couple of times. You don't seem evil in the least bit. It seems kind of contradictory. Is this one
we
of
like
those
it.
Like names where whenever someone announces it on stage, they kind of giggle at it?
Kind of, I guess. I don't know. It's more of like everybody always talks about there's always an evil twin, but since it's evil twins, we have two twins. There's both of us, so we're both evil.
I guess we'll roll with that one. Sounds good. Now, when you were creating the group, did you guys have any particular goals in mind, or was it just for, you know, we both love the cosplay, so let's just start doing it together?
Yeah, we mostly love just performing, really. And a lot of it is just, like, we like to entertain a lot.
Yeah.
To make people laugh. That's what we like to do. Like, we're starting to do more of a more of the competition-wise, but most of it's mainly for entertainment.
Now, when you guys started out, was it just the two of you, or did you have more members?
It was just the two of us in the beginning, and then as we met more people through conventions and stuff, they wanted to join us, or we asked them if they would like to be in a skit or something, and they were like, yes! So, yeah, so mainly it's just the two of us, and we always ask for people to come and join us, and if they ask us, we're always like, sure, yeah, we can, and we go, the more people there is, it's the more fun, and the bigger it is, and it's fun.
So what drew you guys into cosplay and into getting into skits and acting?
For me, Miranda, cosplay skits was like on YouTube. I saw cosplay skits more than I saw regular cosplay, and I was like, do people really do this? I want to try doing this. And so I started doing cosplay first and then moved into doing the skits because I found that more entertaining and I like being on stage, apparently, a lot.
Yeah,
the same thing. Miranda cosplayed before I did, and she got me into it by actually buying my first costume, and then I loved it ever since. And I think Miranda and I have always liked being in the limelight, just being on stage, because we've done performance, not acting-wise, but with music performance-wise. We've been doing that since, like, fourth grade.
Yeah.
I think maybe fourth grade, and we did it all the way through to college, so we're used to it and love it.
Now, when you guys are getting together and working on your skits, is there a particular genre or type that you go more towards, or do you guys try to be a little bit of everything?
We love to do parodies of things, or mixing, matching different series together. Like for one of our very first skits we did Ouran High School mixed with Kingdom Hearts, and we decided that, you know, it's just like mixing big things together, just to see if we can cross. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, you have a better idea.
I don't know, like a broad thing that everyone knows to something else that not a lot of people know about. Because when we first started doing, for the Ouran and the Kingdom Hearts one, Kingdom Hearts was actually really big, but Ouran wasn't. And so it was a big thing versus a small thing. And some other ones that we've done like Code Geass and Indiana Jones. And I don't, I'm trying to think. We did Kung Fu Panda and Naruto. And we'd like to do crossovers and parodies of each thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people like, that's what we think, a lot of people like that because it's easier to relate to. And it's more entertaining.
Yeah, most definitely. Has there been a favorite so far for you all?
Oh gosh. My favorite is our parody for Naruto and Kung Fu Panda, because we did the opening of Kung Fu Panda when, what's the panda's name? Po and Jack Black, and he's doing a narrative about being the awesome ninja of awesomeness, and it's pretty awesome. I wish I could explain how funny it was, but it was just completely random and probably one of the funnest ones that we've done for me, and we won an award for it, and we didn't even think we would win, so it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one was, we did this one at Tokyo and Tulsa a few years back. It was Ouran High School mixed with Metal Gear Solid.
Okay, explain how, what?
Exactly, yeah. We had Tamaki, he went on a mission to find Haruhi the perfect birthday gift. And so he turned into Snake, aka still Tamaki Snake, and went on this epic mission trying to find something really good for her. And he ran into fangirls, and he had to shoot them with a rose. So
a shotgun rose.
We had a shotgun rose. He gun cocked a rose and shot a fangirl. We had the Codex sign. We had the game over sign. We had the alert type thing. It goes whoop. And all around, it was just crazy. It was just like, I think our random ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Now, what do you feel are some of the key features to making a group and a skit kind of work together?
For sure, for the skit, a beginning, middle, and end. Even if, like, the beginning's really short and the ending's really short, but the middle is long, it just, as long as you have those, it really helps with making a skit so you know how the flow is going to work. Having a script written out with the actions really helps with the group, because then people know kind of what they're going to be doing, and it's easier to figure out how they're going to do the actions and the motions.
Mm-hmm. We sometimes do, when we have giant groups, we stay in a big group thread and talk about it over the months before the convention. Sometimes Nicole and I will make videos of the actions of which other people are doing to help set up an idea of what they can do, and we're always free range on what they can do or what they can't do. And like Nicole said, having the script out with the actions really helps people really visualize what they want to do or what they need to do.
Yeah, because I know that you guys can have members in multiple states, so how are you able to coordinate getting all that scripting and at least getting all the actions done in time?
It does help with the videos that we make. Having everybody in different states, we make videos of the actions, and then we like practice like no other the first day of the con for the evening, and then right before the skit competition. We make the audio, I don't know how long before, at least a month in advance, don't we?
Yeah.
We have the script probably at least a month or 2 months in advance, and then we have the audio done at least a month in advance, and we give those out to all of our members so they can listen to it and read the script before, and then we have a video so they can watch the video, do their actions as well, and then to do it all together, finally, we do it at the con the night before. Make sure the actions, and it's not like 5 minutes of doing it. We'll practice it for at least 2 hours, 3 hours nonstop.
Yeah.
Until it's completely correct the way that we need it to be.
So having said that, is there a dream skit that you guys want to complete eventually?
The dream skit that I wanted to do, we actually did last year at Anime Fest. It was the Legend of Zelda Portal skit.
That was fantastic. That's one of my favorites.
That was the one I always wanted to do, was a portal skit and have multiple links, and we did it. So that was my favorite one. I don't know. Or not my favorite, but my dream one.
Why don't you try using this?
I think the Fatal Frame one would have to be one of my dream ones, because I really wanted to do something really dramatic or scary, because you don't see very much of that in the convention centers. So doing something completely different than what we usually do was really, really nice and a dream come true.
Okay, I know Amber and I, since we got a chance to be press this year at Anime Fest, after we saw the Fatal Frame script, we were both like, holy crap, that was pretty awesome. How difficult was it for you all to get into that mindset for doing a drama?
We absolutely loved the game series, and everybody who was involved in it loved the game series as well. So just everybody feeding off the idea and then knowing that we were there solely to try to scare people really helped out. And I think also it helped that our main, I guess the main protagonist, Ray, which was the main girl, had the camera, that cosplayer, she's actually deathly afraid of the game, and she's really scared of the ghost, so it was really easy to just think of her and just scare her the entire time.
right now, we have one more convention we're going to this year is in November, Anime Nebragon, and it's going to be our first time actually judging there, so we don't have any skits planned right now, and 2013 is kind of up in the air for both of us.
Yeah.
I know, Miranda knows, where I'm going next year for sure will be Fanime and Dragon Con, which Nicole will be going to, and then again back to Nebragon.
Yeah. So it just depends on what kind of costumes we want to make together, because usually if Brian and I are doing the same series, then we'll see if we can get other people to cosplay the same series, and then if we have multiple people, then we'll do a skit based off of that. So we don't really mind what kind of skit we're going to do, as in, I guess, subject-wise or
theme?
Yeah, theme-wise. We just like to have multiple people.
Oh. More the merrier.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. So as of right now, we don't really have any plans. I guess it's the winding down stage for right now.
I didn't know that you guys would be judging at NebraskaCon. Have you guys done any judging previously?
No, this is both of our first time ever doing this.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
And we think that NebraskaCon would just be perfect since it's just a really small con.
Right.
Probably about 1,000 people, maybe 1,200 people tops. So.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone given you any tips yet on judging?
We've both looked up online for a couple of judging tips.
Yeah.
We know I'm going unbiased, so it will be different, and it will be a new thing to experience. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and for their judging, they're doing it a little bit different. Like, Miranda and I will be their performing judges while they have a costume judge. So we'll be doing our judging mainly based on the performance.
Ah, very cool. I hope you guys enjoy that experience. I know when I first went, I was, like, spazzed and scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there and you're like, I don't want to screw this up. This is my first opportunity to make a name for myself. Ah, crap. No. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. This
exactly.
Looks okay.
And it was worse for me because I had Yaya Han with me as a guest judge. So the entire time I was, like, fawning over her and, like, crap, what am I supposed to do now?
If she was sitting next to me, I think I'd be staring at her instead of looking at the stage.
I was trying so hard to be super professional, and I have a feeling you guys are probably going to be doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Forgot. Got to write things down.
I do hope that you guys have a lot of fun with that. It's a really cool learning experience, especially when you get to the other side of the table. You're like, oh, that's what judges have to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm really excited about. So I want to see the other side.
Yes.
Now, do you have any tips for any up-and-coming cosplayers on how to get into skits, what they should do when they want to make their own skit, things like that?
For new cosplayers, I would suggest looking at some of the really popular cosplay skits that are on YouTube and just kind of see what they've done. Trying to think. Do think of a beginning, middle, and end for each skit you do. Even if it's, I know a lot of people frown upon dance skits, but you can do a dance skit with a beginning, middle, and end. I think that's one of the biggest things that I always say, beginning, middle, and end. Mm-hmm. And kind of have a plot, like just a storyline of what are they doing? Like, answer that question. What are they doing? And if you answer that question, then you can base a skit around just that one question.
Mm-hmm. And to add on that, think of the crowd and not just you and your group of friends, because a lot of people won't get your inside jokes. So stay away from inside jokes or being too much into whatever theme you're going with, because not everybody's going to understand. Granted, still, again, not everybody's going to understand in general, but you want an overwhelming majority to at least enjoy what you're performing.
So how do you decide on what topic you want to do a skit on each year? Like, how do you know what will be a successful skit in front of an audience?
Trying to find the medium of what's popular and what's not so popular at the same time. Trying to think.
Most of the time it's just sitting in a room going, what can we do now? And then just list the numbers of cosplays we have and then what we can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, with the genres, that's what I was talking about. The medium, the special, the medium, the middle.
Because, like, when we did our, I'm trying to think,
when we did our Metal Gear Solid and Ouron 1, Ouron was really popular at the time, but Metal Gear used to be popular, but there's, you know, a lot of the guys in the audience would probably know more about the Metal Gear Solid game than some of the other audience, but I don't know.
It's more kinda of like, let's say we have Ouron. How about we put Metal Gear to it? Let's do this.
Anything that sounds epic enough and challenging and completely wrong, but we can mix it together.
Wrong.
Fair enough.
Legend of Zelda and Portals, yeah.
It works.
All right, and finally, my last question, and it's the fun question. What's the most embarrassing thing to have happened to you all in costume? And this can be either on stage or just walk in the halls in a cosplay.
Let's see. Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay, I got one. I haven't told anybody this one. I was at Anime Expo last year, and I was wearing a kimono-type short dress kimono, and I had a huge pocket. And all the girls had to put all their stuff inside my sleeves. And one of them happened to be on the monthly thingy, and I went down to reach inside my pocket, and I pulled out a whole bunch of tampons and pads, and they all fell out on the floor, and I was like, oh my gosh, no! And this was in the middle of the photo booth floor, and I was like, oh my gosh, why?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It was really
I don't have anything. Like, I don't think I can think of it.
Your hat falling off? I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's... I'm like, my hat fell off during a skit, but that was pretty... That's not anything. I don't think I've had really any embarrassing moments.
I was saying, you're lucky.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, man, now I jinxed myself. Next time.
I'm going to make something embarrassing happen to you now.
I don't know. Did I trip and fall or anything? No. Oh, I remember. Oh, which? I think it's ASEN. I think it's either ASEN or the Hyatt Hotel for A-Fest mm-hmm. that has the stairs that are like open underneath. I can't remember which one has. It must be ASEN. But I was wearing a skirt and I did not like that. They have the stairs going up to one of their lobbies. They have, like, glass stairs, and so people can stand under it and look up.
Oh.
And I was wearing a skirt. It was my Hungry from Hatalia, and I was wearing a skirt. I remember that. That was not cool. And there was a guy underneath, and I didn't like that. It was not cool.
That is such a bad design flaw. Aw.
Yeah. No, go away. You now have to run up the stairs.
All right, well then, I think that's all from us. Thank you very much, you lovely ladies. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
And good luck with your judging.
Yes, it'll be exciting.
And we're back again.
We're back lots of times.
That's also the opening line to a Backstreet Boys song, but I won't go there.
Oh, they're in an Old Navy commercial now. I saw it earlier this morning. I was like, really? Wow, I feel ancient.
There's a lot of things coming back nowadays that make me feel just a little bit ancient.
I'm telling you, old school is coming back, and it's making a stance. It's kind of cool.
It does every little while. I mean, I've seen things like leg warmers and arm warmers coming back.
I can't explain that one either. I'm so confused and perplexed.
I'm not going to argue, you know. If old school is becoming new school, then hey, at least I'll be hip for a couple of years.
And so, yeah, we'll just pull out all the stuff we used to wear and then, hey, we're cool, finally.
And all the music we used to listen to.
Oh, man.
Have it blasting out the car, go singing down the road. Yeah.
That would be awesome and epic.
Of course, that means that the old shows have to come back. The shows from the 90s, the TV shows, movies.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has already been re-envisioned on Nickelodeon, so they're starting to resurface again.
Yeah, that's exciting. Because I miss some of the old, especially the old animated shows.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are so good. You don't get that anymore, man. You don't get
cosplay,
that anymore.
Cosplay.
I think of all the stuff that I'm doing over the next couple of months, only one of them is semi-recent, and that's, like, Teen Titans. Everything else is so old school, but it's, like, in the moment old school.
At the moment, I'm going to bring either two or three costumes to Akon, really leaning toward two, just because I'm going to have more recording equipment since we have a new recording rig. But I guess one of them is kind of mid-old school, and the other one is definitely new school.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm doing a bit of both worlds, which is fine.
Yeah,
I like the balance. Yeah. So at any rate, we hope you enjoyed the show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, you would like to shout at us, please feel free to contact us on any of our social media sites, which we have, of course, on our website, which is cospod.org. Please do let us know if you like the new format that we're doing that's a little bit more improvisational.
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, and if there's any particular segments that you enjoy, for example, the convention of the cast, do tell us so that we know to keep doing them, as opposed to thinking that you guys all hate them and that we need to do something else.
We kind of
will do. We will do if that's what we need to do, but it's always good to get feedback to know how we're doing. On the podcast, of course.
On the podcast,
and
yes.
I get all sorts of feedback on my cosplay.
We don't want any more feedback about that stuff. We're good.
But next episode, we aren't entirely sure what we're going to be doing yet because that's going to be after dark. So with the consumption of beverages, odd things might happen that are unplanned.
Mischief and mayhem.
And we may or may not have a few special guests along with us.
We'll figure out something. It'll be fun.
So do keep an eye out for that. If you would like to participate in episode 21.
And you have to be over 21, please.
You must be of legal drinking age, which here in the U.S. is 21. But you
in
must be
states.
Of legal drinking age. And this will obviously be a video and audio sort of thing, so we would prefer that you have video capabilities, as we will be doing this very likely through Google Hangout.
Yeah, much easier that way.
And of course, if you want to participate, we will obviously give you full instructions on what to do and how to find us. But if you would like to participate, ping us through our social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, DeviantArt, YouTube, Twitter. Any of those methods, get a hold of one of us and we will see what we can do. As this is going to be fun.
I'm telling you, we keep saying that we're going to do it. We got to actually do it. And we're starting 21.
Episode 21 is going to be the Halloween episode.
I wonder if I can have my Halloween costume done in time.
It'll be the pre-Halloween episode.
Now if not, I'll bring in some of my Halloween props, and then I can scare the bejesus out of half-drunken people.
Yeah, because in fact, our 21st episode is going to drop on October 20th. Or I might make it drop on the 21st just so I can say 21.
Force it on the 21st. 21. Just do it on the 21st. Let's just make it 21 on 21.
Yeah. Yeah, so we will have it. We will have something Halloween related.
Hell yeah.
Going on. So we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.